You're listening to That's What They Say on Michigan Public.
We can pepper our food or pepper our speech, or if the mood strikes us, we can be peppy in a pep rally kind of way.
That's what they say. I'm Rebecca Kruth. Joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Anne Curzan. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Rebecca. Great to see you.
Great to see you. And we've got a great question this week. This comes from Carl, who you should know is a seasoned UMS usher. Carl says, I was ushering at Rackham Auditorium, and we were advised to take care with the new doors to the performance space since they can be noisy during a quiet passage of chamber music. I thought, we'll close them gingerly. Immediately, I thought this would be sage advice to share with other ushers. It might even curry favor with my bosses at the venue. Carl wants to know, what is up with all this spicy language? Oh my gosh, Carl, I love this. This is such a great question.
It's a very fun question. Kudos, Carl. With some nice examples of spicy words, as well as some that it turns out are not spicy words. Rebecca, we have already done a couple of shows about salt and salty and curry favor, and we can certainly put those on the website. So let's start with spicy and spicing it up. Spicy by the 1800s is emerging to refer to something that is full of life or well-dressed, smart, and then starts to appear with these more sensational or scandalous meanings of something being spicy, and the verb to spice up comes in even earlier in this sense of enliven.
I know rock climbers like to use spicy to talk about climbing routes that are really hard or scary. They might say something like, that one got really spicy toward the end.
Oh, I like this. I like that example. And yeah, we'll often say, let's spice this up a little. Make it livelier. Now let's deal with two examples that actually aren't about spices. So sage for the spice and sage for the wisdom or wise person. Those go back to different roots. And gingerly, you have the spice, and then you have this meaning of maybe caution. It's not totally clear where this comes from. It comes into English meaning to take small, elegant steps while dancing or walking, which I love. And Michael Quinion on his website, World Wide Words, notes that it may come from the Latin root meaning well-born, coming in through the French gencre, meaning pretty or delicate. Now, Rebecca, let's talk about pepper. So pepper as a verb can mean to cover a surface with small objects or to pelt with small missiles.
Small missiles. Okay.
Right. And you'll see a face peppered with freckles or a written piece that's peppered with typos. But then peppery can refer to having a hot temper. We see this by the 1700s. It can also refer to content that's provocative or contentious. I found this great quote from 1778. It's in Thomas Twining's Letters. And here's the quote. I do verily believe, though I never had the luck to see you in your moods and collars, that you are one of the most peppery, hot-headed, inflammable, combustible, combustible powder mill fellows that ever lived.
Well, that's awfully direct. Kind of like it, actually.
I love it. And so powder mill fellow, a powder mill is a mill for making gunpowder. But I was struck by combustible. So the quote is combustible, combustible. And combustible is not in the Oxford English Dictionary. That quote is in the Oxford English Dictionary, but combustible is not a head word. Now, to finish things off, Rebecca, we should talk about pep, which is a shortening from pepper. And it was originally a U.S. colloquialism used to refer to energy or high spirits, and it comes from sports. The first example is in the Washington Post, 1908, and here's the quote, "Miney little pep in the Giants game today." And so if you have little pep, then you might need a pep speech or a pep talk, and there could be a pep rally and a pep squad. You see all of these coming into use at the beginning of the 20th century. And by 1914, we have the adjective peppy, which is first used to refer to a coach.
Well, Anne, thank you so much for spicing up our week with this language. It really puts pep in my step.
Talking about words always gives me a little pep.
Anne Curzan is an English professor at the University of Michigan and author of Says Who, a kinder, funner usage guide for everyone who cares about words. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe to the show wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you've got a language question, email us at language@michiganpublic.org.